You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we're back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the end of another crazy week. Ike, how you feeling?
Oh, brother Spike, it's Friday. It's a Football Friday. I'm feeling damn good. Cowboys this weekend. I don't care what Fritz says. I don't care what anyone else out there who agrees with him says. The blood still boils for the Sugar Blue. Jackie Baseball, how is your boy?
I don't believe you. Happy
Dallas sucks, bro.
Happy non-tender day for the Major League Baseball. They have until 8 o'clock tonight to tender these guys' contracts. We'll see if they give it to everyone. When are we breaking it down?
You and Seltzer
we'll
can do
what?
That.
When are we breaking it down? Stubby's back, by the way, all so right. We're good. Everything's fine.
Great to hear. All right. It's a big Football Friday. Football Friday is always such a big show on the WIP afternoon show. Goofy as hell, usually. Nick Kostos joins us around 2:45. Gets your picks ready for the weekend. Elliot joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's game day weekend forecast.
They're in a dome.
At 3:30. Doesn't matter. That happens at 3:30, 4 o'clock. Jaws, Tommy down the shore later on, Rios later on. Does Hugh hold on to the belt? It's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you think Dallas Week is what it used to be or not, it is still a big game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. We're in that 4 o'clock prime spot here on a Football Friday. And the Eagles have had a lot of controversy over the last couple of weeks. And they usually tend to come up big in the weeks when all of this controversy has happened. It's kind of a staple of the Nick Sirianni era. Aside from 2023, last couple of years, they've always come up big in these spots. Mm-hmm. And I think they probably will. But Sunday, I can tell you what is more important than beating the Dallas Cowboys. This is, Ike, finally a situation where something is more important than a win. And that is quieting the noise. And how can they quiet a noise? Quiet the noise that's around the team right now. I actually don't think it's specifically a win.
Oh.
They can quiet the noise by scoring a bunch of points. Run the ball all over the place. Pass the ball all over the place. When I think about this game on Sunday, I would rather have an outstanding offensive performance from the Philadelphia Eagles than a win. I will take the defense letting up some points. I feel like they're going to be okay, but I can't in good conscience think about what another week will be like around Philadelphia if they squeak out some ugly thing where they can't run the ball and they can't pass the ball. So Ike, on Sunday, I am proclaiming it more important to score a bunch of points and have a good offensive performance than winning the football game.
Well, this is the thing that baffles me.
Yes.
You know, I'm listening to Jackie baseball last night on the way home.
He had a point.
Jackie stick to baseball?
And yeah. I'm not going to tell you to stick to baseball. Listen, Jackie baseball last night, and he's lost his damn mind because every once in a while he has these weeks where he does the whole, it's more important how they look versus them actually winning the game. And you,
yes,
no surprise, have somehow
he had a point.
Gravitated towards that as well.
He has a point. Quiet the noise.
You're wondering how it would be next week if they somehow eked out a win. You know how it would be, Spike?
How?
Glorious.
It's not. It wasn't glorious this week.
9-2 Win over your hated rival on the road in Dallas, further cementing your supremacy in the NFC. 9-2 We have a couple of things we need to check off the list. NFC East, back-to-back, number one seed, Super Bowl. That's what we need to do. We're going to knock off the Cowboys, take down the Bears, clinch the NFC East. Then we're going to focus on locking down this number one seed. We're going to knock down the number one seed so that we're hosting the NFC Championship game.
You could still do that with a loss.
Which gives us a better chance to be in the Super Bowl. I'll accept gradual improvement each week as long as they're getting wins. The idea is somehow if we lose 34-31 or 31-27 and touchdowns and Jalen throws for 275
and Saquon runs for 123.
Yeah.
And yes, that would be better than winning the football game.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
It would be a nice little coping mechanism for us. Yeah, we lost, but at least the offense looked good.
Yes.
But to say that that's worth more or more important than actually winning the game is just crazy.
It'll quiet the noise. You know, we said earlier this week, what is the thing that could derail the Eagles? The Eagles. Mm-hmm. And what is that thing? It is the noise. And they need to quiet. We need to stop worrying about if the coaches are mad at Jalen and AJ's mad at this one and this one. And what can solve that problem is scoring a bunch of points.
I don't know if you know, some of us aren't really worried about that stuff.
Really? You can fit all of them in a very small room.
Well, I mean, not worried. I'm not saying not worried at all, but I'm saying the worry meter is more on the low end than it is on the high end.
All right. Well,
because as long as they win,
yeah,
it's the best deodorant.
Well, let me tell you, they've been slathering that deodorant on for the last couple of weeks, and I still smell the BO right under it. I smell the deodorant and the BO. It's like somebody who puts on a bunch of cologne and hasn't showered in a week.
Nick Costos like that.
That was me in high school. Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Tell the truth. Be honest. It would be nice if they scored the 37 points, lost 41-37. Fine. As long as we score 37 points.
Defense gives up 41?
Fine.
Dude, if they win 17-14, it's going to feel like a loss.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it feels F-A-F-L-A-L.
Hold the Cowboys offense to 14?
Who cares? We know the defense is good.
Defense wins championships.
Allegedly. Maybe. It helped last year. It was the main cause of why they won the Super Bowl. I understand. But also, the offense is better last year. It was more confident.
The game was better.
It was better.
Yeah.
I know it was better.
The passing game is the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you... Never mind.
Yeah.
We're not derailing the show early. Just, there's no way you sit there on Monday. You're doing your victory on a 13-10 win.
I'm going to be rolling my eyes the whole time. Oh, how long is it going to do the victory? All right, we do have a next question because it is Cowboys week.
Yeah.
All right, now we very rarely do a sports next question. It's usually separate from sports, but today it is Cowboy related. So for next question today, you will call up with your sports point. We'll ask next question and then we'll ask, who is your least favorite Cowboy of all time? Fritz, who's the least favorite Cowboy?
So I'm taking a big answer off the board early. I'm going to go with Zeke Elliott.
Oh, he's annoying.
Because first off, he fell forward. You know, would you appreciate a running back? Except when it happens against the Eagles. Yeah. And the feed me drove me nuts.
And the belly shirt. We had the belly shirt out of Ezekiel Elliott, the Harrison Bader-esque belly shirt. Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty annoying. Ike, now, look, you have a different experience than we do in that you played against many of these Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, he dominated the Cowboys.
Dominated, man. I really did, man. 10-4 against those guys, man, during my 7 years here.
Your least favorite Cowboy of all time.
My least favorite Cowboy of all time. Wow.
Most hated. Maybe make that more fun.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Emmett.
Real? Oh, yeah. You, do you still have a thing
I'm,
for
I'm
Emmett?
I'm going to go with Emmett.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Aikman.
Well, I've liked Aikman as a commentator.
Yeah, right, well, yeah. And you've liked Aikman more because
Jalen's more like Aikman.
Yeah, yeah, you're
right. I've become a little more appreciative of Aikman. You're
just
right.
Won. You just won.
Yeah, watch exactly. How the thigh turns.
So I'm gonna go with Emmett. And
what was it about Emmett?
You know what it was. And there's an arrogance to Emmett.
Yes. Yeah.
I
for
think
sure. Still
Emmett enjoyed rubbing it in the face of Eagles fans.
Uh-huh.
He loved coming here. I think we have to check the stats. I think the Eagles are the team he's got either the most rushing yards against or the most touchdowns, or maybe both.
Could
but,
be both,
but
yeah.
Obviously, they play twice a year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he relished in beating the Eagles. And when we were out there
in Minnesota.
Yeah,
I was going to ask about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we were out there, and he was across from us during Radio Row. And we're doing the Eagles chants and EAGLES, and he's doing his whole shut up, and that's nobody likes you all. So Emmett leaned into the rivalry as well.
He did,
which you appreciate.
So yeah, I can appreciate that. So I'll go with Emmett.
So most career rushing yards against any single team is the Eagles.
Okay,
2,466, and most rushing yards in a game 237 against the Eagles in 1993.
Wow, ooh, I missed that one.
237.
And that was still
That's a lot of
a lot of great Eagles in the 93 defense.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for
yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Name it.
All right.
Yeah, he had his good days against us.
So my answer is not an answer anybody else is going to have. And you know, my favorite players are usually weird too. They're not usually the star, right? It's usually some other guy. I found Steve Berline incredibly annoying. Steve Berline was the early 90s. He was backup quarterback. I think he started a few games too.
He helped him in that 92 season.
He did. I always found Steve Berline, I don't know what it was about him, because they had a lot of annoying backup quarterbacks. Jason Garrett, of course. I don't mean to take him off the board. But I was
he bothered me as a coach more than anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, he bothered everybody as a coach. The clapper.
The clapper.
The clapper. So mine's Berline. All right. 215-592-9494. You have a choice. The Eagles can either look awesome on offense on Sunday, lose the game, or just win the game, but you get an ugly performance from the offense again. And next question, give us your most hated Dallas Cowboy of all time. Yeah. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. Ain't nothing more important than a victory, Ike Reed style. Listen, I don't know what y'all done got into. Like, I don't know if it's like, I know Jack Fritz is a huge LeBron James fan, and the stats that LeBron James has, like, incorporated into the world of, hey, like, if I have the best stats, that considers me the best. Yeah, I don't know who started this philosophy, but nah. Listen, I don't care if we beat them 7-0 and A.J. Brown still crying. That's okay.
Yes,
I'm
you
a
do.
Fan.
You can. Listen,
I'm a fan. All I care about is my team winning. You know what I'm saying? But if we go out and we explode on them, pause, on offense, hold up. You think they're going to beat us? If we have an on –
well,
but
that's the choice.
Ain't
going to
be no either or. If we show up and put up 35, 27, it might be a blowout. You know what I'm saying? This defense come together. Also, I don't know if y'all listen to the Exciting Mike's podcast.
No.
Might have been some underlining messages in there from the Exciting Mike. They said, on defense, we don't care about stats. We just care about winning football games. We just want our teammates. We celebrate with the – I don't know. Relationship with captain. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure there is a subliminal message. Times. Yeah. Yeah.
They brought it up a few times. I'm just saying. They said it a couple times, and they messaging.
See, so, Corey, you know the difference between you and me? You want to win one football game. I want to win a championship. And that's the reason that I think offense is more important.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Because you might not care if all this stuff festers and festers and festers, but it could cost them wins in the future. I want to quiet that, make it go away. They need a nice, calm week where we're just talking about football, and the only way that happens is if we score a bunch of points. It's the only way.
You're like OG. Y'all play the long game. That's why y'all don't get along, because y'all more similar than what you think.
You could be onto something.
The reason why I do this one time, because, like, listen, if we win this game, next week is a different story. I'm a one game at a time, because this is the problem. We look great versus the Giants and the Vikings, right? And now we back talking about the same stuff we was talking about at the beginning of the season. That's why that don't matter to me. Win games, situational-wise, that week, we'll figure it out that week. I don't care about none of that other stuff. Win the game, W-I-N. But I already told y'all, Virtuoso coming on Sunday. Three tubs. We might put up a 50-60-yard rushing game too. We might.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, good. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see
it. Also, I gotta make an announcement before I give y'all my Cowboys.
Okay.
I need the credit to be as loud as the disrespect. That phone sound good, don't it? I figured it out.
What was it?
Hey, I called my IT people. They said when you got the hot spot on the phone, it interferes with the connection of radio services.
Wow.
I'm glad you figured it out. I give you credit.
That's how invested I was in the show. I was calling people and everything. Give me my love, baby.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You give you credit for
it. It only took us a year.
Hey, but look, the most hated Cowboy is no question Orlando Scandrick.
Oh, that's a good one.
Scandrick, man. Yes.
I'll let y'all go by, baby.
All right. Yep. Wow, credit to Corey.
Yeah, he actually investigated.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We kept complaining. It was hard to take him seriously because the thing about Corey, the reason I like Corey as I've got a couple of questions from listeners. Why do you always lead off with Corey? Corey brings it. When I ask the question, Corey answers the question, brings it, brings energy. But when he's cooking and there's beeps in every other word, it's really hard to get invested in what he's saying.
It's true.
It sounds silly. Yeah. So I appreciate Corey for doing that. All right, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Hey, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
Jackie, baby. What's popping? We back in the win column, baby. We looked good last night.
Hell yeah.
But, what up, Yoshi?
Listen, man, this, you know what, I want wins every dag on game day. But I do want some points because I want to shut Jack and Spike up and everybody else with a whole lot of points.
So you got a choice. Which
I really,
one?
No, I want the win, but I want the points to shut y'all
yeah,
up.
But you can only pick one. Why does nobody understand this? You can only pick one.
I want the win then. Want the win.
Okay.
But at the same time, this is so weak. This is why you let Andy Bull knock you out and smile about it every time you tell people. This is why Jack brags about Scared to Fight. Because y'all always taking this weak mentality mm-hmm. that you all have. Like, oh, he punched me in the face four times, but at least I didn't fall down. That's dumb. Who wants a lot of points in a loss? That's stupid.
Well,
then y'all gonna complain about that. Y'all will complain about that too. So I'd rather take the win and y'all complain because we can keep saying Jalen keeps winning. That's what I want. And I feel like we're gonna win. Don't call up here this week, today, everybody talking about 38-6, because that's why we ain't scoring no points in my conspiracy mind. Everybody every week got a 40-point blowout. Uh-uh. We're just going to have a good game, not no blowout. Don't get no predictions. Don't take no predictions today. I don't want to hear it. I just want the W. I agree.
Yeah.
I got a lot.
We're going to take these predictions, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take
them. I know you are. You
write them down on Monday, whoever's closest.
Man, I got a lot riding on this, man. My phone lines are open. You know, I got North Carolina folks calling me. They ready to blast off on me, but I'm not going to have it. I got a guy. Pause. Yeah, big pause. And I got a guy at work that sit at the counter with his cowboy helmet, and he predicting losses. You know what? We are 8-2. The two games that he didn't predict, we're saying that we would lose, we lost. Every other game, we have won. And he predicted that we will lose. So we're going to win this game, man. What's that? I feel in my neck roll.
Give it to him.
You got to get excited for Cowboys Week, man. You little weak guys. Oh, it's not even the same anymore. What's the name? It's just another game. You know, man, get out of here with that. And the question of the day is,
yeah.
What's the name?
Your most hated Cowboy.
My most hated Cowboy is, I forgot to say, Raquel Welch is a top 10.
Oh, a perfect one. All right. Come on.
Raquel Welch.
Also, I looked up the hockey player today, and you might have a point.
Yeah.
Hey, when it come to let you know what a woman looking like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, if we were double dating back in the day, believe me, bro, you ain't guess what's saying the third wheel or the fourth wheel. I'm gonna hook you up. Any of my brothers, my homies, will call and tell you like that boy didn't steer us wrong. Because the good-looking girl ain't had no ugly friends. I made sure the whole look right. You know what I mean? Want no bad apples, no bad flowers in there. Everything was looking right. I'm going to lead you right, boy. Believe me what I tell you, boy. You won't be mad at me. You're going to keep congratulating me, buy my drinks, my food, put gas in my car, because you know we going to a good time. My most hated Cowboy, I can't stand Drew Pearson. I just can't stand
it. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That Super Bowl, he got up there and he was talking all that trash. I just can't stand Drew Pearson. His big mouth. God bless his soul.
Did he pass?
Hey, man.
Final.
I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Come on. Get in my net roll, Ike Reed.
Yes, sir.
All right, Yosh. And I want to put this out there. You're not allowed to have both. When I say that the question for Sunday is you can either get an elite offensive performance and a loss or more of the same on offense and a win, you have to choose one or the other. Would I like both? Of course. That's easy. The question isn't, would you like to score a lot of points and win?
Right.
I would love to do that every single week.
Yeah.
You know, I just think they have to quiet the noise. It would be nice for the Philadelphia Eagles to not be a topic of conversation for controversy all week. And hopefully that would quiet it. I think that is a big deal. I know people want to say it's not a big deal. I think it would be a big deal. All right. Speaking of controversy, coming up next, Jeff McClain checks in. And you know, we know this, not on the show, but something from Jeff McClain's podcast. You know, when things are getting rocky, that's where Jeff McClain digs his heels in.
It's about time.
That's when he has always been at his best.
Drew Pearson's still alive.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Drew.
Bless his soul.
Good
anyway.
Job.
Yeah, just bless his heart.
Yes. Yeah. Bless his heart. So we will have that the report from Jeff McClain next. That is the choice. You can either have an elite offensive performance and a loss, or more of the same on offense and a win. 215-592-9494 here on Football Friday. It is Dallas week, so next question today, give us your most hated Dallas Cowboy. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, clearing up for you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Body's mad. Y'all right. Supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all don't know. Look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Oh, busters.
Picture me rolling in my 500 bands. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists want to see me dead.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. 5:30 Cree, 2:30 Tupac every day. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. It's Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters to you more on Sunday versus the Cowboys, a win or the offense going off? Now, I'd say the offense going off. I think they need to quiet the noise. Ike says a win. Mm-hmm. Ike, what do you think the poll results are at?
I'm going to say 90% win.
84.7. But let me.
Dude, are people crazy?
Yeah, no, you two are crazy.
No, we're
and
not.
And 16% of people who didn't vote, it should be 100%.
It should not be 100%. Like, a win does nothing. It does nothing. Who cares? First off, Cowboys Week's been dead, so it doesn't even matter from that standpoint. All that matters is getting this offense on track, and you're lying if they win 13-7 that you'll feel happy on Monday. They just won 16-9 over the Lions, and people have been mad all week. They went to Lambeau and beat the Packers, and people have been furious.
I got to be honest. I think more people were happy with the 16-9 win over the Lions than they were the 10-7 win over Green Bay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. And when I say how I feel, it's not really about how I feel. When I would like to see the offense go off, right? But I think it is about how they feel in the building.
Them in the building.
Well, I think it stops some of this stuff. It just stops some of this stuff.
Now, you might be right there.
Yeah.
Now,
I think that's the benefit, is that it just stops this stuff. I think this is the true danger for the Eagles, is this stuff. It is the disease of me that has infected the offense, not the defense.
Y'all won't go down there and lose to the Cowboys again.
As long as we score 40 points.
Oh my God!
Now there is a second question. Which do you view as more likely on Sunday? The offense struggles. The offense goes off. What do you think the results of the poll is? Ooh. Offense struggles or offense goes off?
I believe. It's probably in favor of offense goes off, but not a huge favor. I would go, 58% offense goes off.
So it's flipped. 60% say they think the offense is going to struggle.
Wow.
Against crappy, right. Well, you know, yeah. Baldy can say they're getting healthy or whatever. So far this
right.
season,
they have not been very good. Yes.
215-592-9494, Josh in North Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Man, it's always a pleasure. To answer your question, I'll say this. I would rather a win, right? But I'll say this, too. Even if we do lose, I think it lights the world more on fire in Philly. Like, let's be honest. So all the complaining now, a loss would be even worse.
Not if they score a bunch of points.
I disagree. I think that people will still be obviously frustrated because it's Philly and people got to
complain. Well, they'll be frustrated. But I guess my question would be, what do you think, like, the specific controversy with the Eagles? I think... The Eagles as a team could handle us for a week saying, is the defense as good as we thought it was? I think they could handle it. I don't think there will be one problem on the defense.
You're not talking about the offense.
Yeah. I don't know if the Eagles as a team can handle another week of this. And I just think there's going to be more of this if they don't. So will we be bitching and moaning if the defense gives up 40 points? Of course. But it'll be football bitching and moaning. Normal bitching and moaning. Not this. And as much as you want to say WIP, blah, 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 it's been the players and coaches.
Yeah, this has been ignited majority. I would say all of it by the Eagles, whether it's been AJ individually or it's been sources coming out of the building. This isn't something manufactured by media.
Completely agree with everything that we've talked about this week.
Yeah,
I think one thing that us as fan base, when we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and this is where I disagree with Jack. I think his show yesterday was a little crazy to me. I think the fan base is so enthusiastic about this rivalry, Jack. I just think the juice is down, mostly because of society. You can't do or say what you used to be able to do and say 30 years, 20 years ago. I think the juice for this game. I love the rivalry within the NFC East. Number one, I think that they're competitive. I think, unfortunately, the rest of the teams in the division besides the Commanders the past year have been kind of subpar when it comes to the rest of the conference, NFC. So I think that's also a contributing factor why the juice is down for this week.
I think so too. I think the team's not being good. We saw what happened last year. All of a sudden, the Commanders were good, and we had a rivalry again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Where the hell did that go?
Exactly.
Yeah. Josh,
can I say this?
Go ahead.
No, please, Kevin.
No, I was going to ask you your most hated Cowboy, but go ahead before you give it.
So before I answer that, when you talk about the offense, I'm excited to see our offensive line match up against their D-line because they have some new pieces. Mm-hmm. Us also, defensively, we have a lot of pieces that they didn't see the first time we met them.
Sure.
Kobe playing, his physicality, JC playing. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. But the one thing that I'm going to have my popcorn ready, and I hope everybody else does, is Jalen Carter versus Tyler Booker. I'm excited to watch that matchup specifically. I want to see two dudes beating each other and smashing each other in the face all game long, and I want to see who wins because a lot of nonsense being chatted from one specific side, I would argue. And I think JC's comments in his interview was very, very telling to me. The whole fear comment I thought was a very, very clowny, if you ask me. Hated player?
Cowboy.
Hated Cowboy. So talent-wise, this dude was phenomenal, but I hated watching him exceed against us. DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware. Good player.
Yeah.
I didn't hate DeMarcus Ware. I kind of respected DeMarcus Ware. He's a good player.
Oh, yeah. Well,
kind of like Sean Lee.
Well, hold on. Emmitt Smith is one of the five.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Running backs ever. Yeah. Yeah, they're all good players.
Sure, but I think he had a hateable element to him. I don't know if DeMarcus Ware had a hateable element to him.
Not for me. No, yeah. I didn't. And I got to play against DeMarcus Ware early in his career.
Right.
Early in his career, so. Yeah, I don't know how he was with the rivalry back and forth. Was he a trash talker? I didn't get to play against him enough. I called him at the end of my career.
So
he's a hell of a player though.
In the whole, they've had a bunch of defensive linemen.
Yeah,
talent
has never really been needed. They had a problem at quarterback for about 6 years before they fell into Romo. But the other pieces, they've always had good pieces.
Is Ware in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know.
I don't know if he's already in. Is he eligible yet? How long has DeMarcus Ware been out?
I don't know.
Oh, he has to be eligible. I think so.
5 years.
Yeah, I don't know. So during all of this controversy, we have had...
He might be in. Yeah.
We have had reports from Insider...
2023.
Okay.
Insider D. Gunn.
Yes.
We had Insider Diana Rossini.
Yes.
But
Insider Hugh Douglas. Yeah.
Now, but we've always said the one insider who tends to thrive when there is trouble.
Yep.
Is Jeff McClain. So Jeff McClain has a podcast with Odyssey called Uncovering the Birds, and he, has not said anything about this controversy. In fact, at one point, sort of minimized it. But on Inside the Birds, it took a different direction. Uncovering
the Birds. Eagles are 8-2. This hurts winning 71% of his starts at a championship mean he's beyond reproach? It shouldn't. Or that he's doing everything right in terms of playing quarterback and forging relationships with others on the team. That's doubtful. I know there are players, coaches, and team staff members who work with Hurts directly and are frustrated with how he's performing this season. They see how defenses have stacked the box to stop the run and how he's been unable to consistently take advantage through the air. He's not as evolved in the run game, and there are facets of the passing offense that aren't utilized because of processing speed.
So there is Jeff McClain saying players and coaches frustrated with his play.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I mean, I guess they're all frustrated with his play.
Yeah.
But they're happy with the wins.
Well, they are happy.
Maybe they aren't happy with the wins. Some of them aren't.
But yeah, yeah. We're not happy enough.
Should we ask AJ our Twitter question? Which matters more to you on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we'd know his answer. I think we would know his answer, yeah, for sure.
I could see him not being happy with the wins.
Yeah.
I tell you, as frustrating as the coaches were reportedly at times with him last year, the fact that they were able to go on to win the Super Bowl, one coach was able to get a head coaching job for the first time after being denied a head coaching job previously four or five times.
Another one got an extension, got to get his buddy, the offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. you know?
So, you got to take the good with the bad, yeah, man. You got to take it.
For sure. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Ike, did your brain cells grow back from yesterday?
It did. I came back, bro. I came back, yeah.
All right. I was about to say, man. You know what I mean? I had to educate you a little bit before, you know.
You confused me is what you did. Yeah, you confused me. Listen, the first part of your argument was legit. You had me there, the first part of it. Then you went with the, even if they win, they're left. Getting rid of him. Yeah, that left.
Yeah, I went left. I'm about to go left with this conversation, too. Don't worry.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Spike, what's up, big fella?
What's up, Chuck? Oh, you hit me with a big fella. Okay, all right. I got you.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
No, I take the same. I take the same, you know, and a win. You know, this
there you go. There you go.
Yeah. But like, this offense is done. You know, they're finished. You know what I mean? I gave up. I threw in the white towel with this offense. You know, the play calling is done. You know, they got a bad apple in there. The quarterback is highly inconsistent. The running back, I don't know if it's a physical thing with him or, you know, the lineman. I don't know what's going on. Jeremiah Lott is, you know, he's not blocking the same. Lane Johnson's not there. He's in and out the lineup. Cam Jurgens in and out the line. This offense is done. You know what I mean? Just score me 20 points, 23 points, and get out the way and let this defense do its thing. You know, if they go out there and they lose 34-37, it actually feel worse because the only hope right now is this defense. And then that showed me right there that this defense ain't as legit as I thought they were. So I want more of the same. You know, I want a game right now to win. I want to win 20-14 or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm. That way I know my defense is legit.
20 feels like a miracle. How many pick sixes for us to get to 20 points?
I was thinking about that, Spike, and I think, I think this defense, they actually can account for one score this game. Because, you know, Dak's going to at least throw one away. Now, can we pick six it? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I tell you, they're going to at least score one touchdown. But this offense, man, you know, they're done. I mean, they're done. So I just keep doing what you're doing. You already made it this far. You know what I'm saying? The winning this way. I'm used to it by now. Don't change up on me. You know what I mean? Just keep winning the way you're winning. I don't want to lose pretty. I'd rather win ugly at this point and just get to the playoffs. And then maybe something will change. You know what I'm saying?
You know the one thing I can't understand, Chuck? I'm just thinking about the offense in general.
Yeah.
I don't... You know, Jalen, this thing that Jalen's inability to digest the offense, process information, those types of things. How was Shane Steichen able to get out of him what he got out of me?
I still look back and think, to an extent, because I look at Daniel Jones too, mm-hmm. I wonder if Shane Steichen was here, if he was here for 3 years, if he would be having the same problems. Because I just think that early in there's not like a shortage of quarterbacks who have really good first or second years mm-hmm. and then are never able to match it again. Mm-hmm. I think part of that is there's not a lot of games in the football
season. Even when
they're
completely healthy?
Even when they're healthy. I mean, like it happens. It happens when guys... C.J. Stroud hasn't been the same guy.
But that doesn't seem... But does that seem like more of a physical thing or a schematic thing?
No.
I'm just wondering his ability to process information.
I think it is a schematic thing for the defenses. I think what has happened is the league knows more about Jalen than they knew in 2022.
But isn't
And that makes it harder to scheme because they have found because real football is about, it's like chess, right?
Yeah.
It's like you figure out something, then I figure out something, then you figure out something, then I figure out something. And I just feel like the defense has figured out he's not good against zone. He won't throw it in the middle of the field. All those things that maybe they didn't know in 22. And they know now, and he's better against the blitz. He's better at some things, but there are some things that he's not. And I wonder if Steichen had had him for 3 or 4 years, if he would be running into the same issue this year as he did that year. That would be my only retort to that.
I just know that there's only so many things you can do from an X and O standpoint on the field to sort of trick defenses.
Yeah,
it's more likely that you run out of ideas to confuse a defense versus he somehow has regressed physically.
I don't think it's a physical regression. Okay. I think it's maybe not, it's run out of ideas for this quarterback.
Well, I need to look at that offense in 2022 and tell me that was a simplified offense. Like, I need to look at the route concepts, the things that AJ was doing in that offense. Like, that's what I need to look at and figure out. How did it work? How did he throw then? How did he throw then versus why he can't do it now?
Chuck, give us your most hated Cowboy.
I mean, no, I disagree. I mean, I think this guy Shane,
Chuck, we got to get to Nick. I don't try to cut you off. Give me your most hated Cowboy.
Well, my most hated Cowboy was Emmitt, but now it's Roy Williams because he stopped us from getting the Super Bowl with Terrell Owens when he injured T.O. We would have smoked everybody if T.O. was still healthy. So Roy Williams, yeah.
Roy Williams, all right.
Phil went for 120. Huh?
Yeah, 215-592-9494 on one leg. We have Nick Costos coming up in a second. First, I'm going to tell you about a few zeros with Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. Few zeros. So you know the 1-0, you're always going to get a Colonial, zero stress. They pride themselves on it. They don't want you stressed out. You come to buy a brand new Hyundai. But right now at Colonial, a couple other zeros for you to know about. 1-0 down, 0% financing. Zero down, 0% financing. So when you go in there and you pick from your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, a Santa Fe, Tucson, any new Hyundai, you're going to have your choice of zero down and 0% financing. Let me take you back to zero stress for a second, because you have zero stress for your trade. They are known for giving the best trade-in values in the Delaware Valley. The best. You're going to get a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Let me take you stress as well. You know you're driving away. That brand new Hyundai is going to come with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there now. Now, zero stress, your choice, zero down, 0% financing. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. All right, joining us now, as he does every week at this time, is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. What's up, Costos?
What's going on? My least favorite Cowboy is Emmitt Smith, although I've met him many times since I've been in the media, and he's a very nice guy, but he used to annihilate the Giants teams when I was a kid. So Emmitt would be my answer to that question.
Yeah, this is something that I would say unites us, and that you don't like the Cowboys either. You know, you're
right.
A Giant fan, but we are united in the dislike for the Cowboys. Would you say, as a Giant fan, what would you say your most hated team, putting betting aside for a second, what would you say your most hated rival is as a Giants fan?
The Eagles. Absolutely.
Okay.
Like no question about it. Well, like when I was like a kid,
yeah.
So the first year I watched the Giants was 1990. They won the Super Bowl. And from then, it was 91, the Cowboys started getting good. The Redskins won that year. It's like I hated the Redskins that year. But then it was Dallas, basically, through the rest of the 90s. It wasn't until, Andy got there, obviously, and Ike, those teams that you were on, when, the Eagles, Giants wars. And the Eagles got the better of the Giants most of the time throughout that stretch. But that was really, that stretch from, the very late 90s.
Yeah.
Really, I guess until today, it's really the Eagles, I think, are the team that Giants fans, I think, should hate the most. Older Giants fans maybe hate the Cowboys more because the Cowboys tormented them in the 70s, obviously. But I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles, with a bullet, not even close.
I feel likewise. I feel likewise, Nick. I know the fans here will tell you the Cowboys are the number one hated rival, but my era,
really?
my era of Eagles football, it was the Giants.
Hates the Giants, though.
Yes.
He said that a bunch of times.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always just been the Cowboys thing. And I think the reason, Nick, that it's the Cowboys thing is because so many people Ike's age, my age and older, grew up with Cowboys fans in the area. Mm-hmm. So like they had fans everywhere. So not only were they a division rival and not only were they good, but there were Cowboys fans all over here, which made it more annoying, I think.
See, that's like when I grew up, it was less Cowboys fans because I grew up in the 90s, in the early 90s. It was, I got to tell you, man, nothing I hated more than here's like a kid in my second grade class wearing a Michael Jordan jersey in New York City.
Yes, yeah, that.
Hate the Bulls fans in New York drove me absolutely batty. So we can commiserate over that. But I mean, like, let's be real. Like, the Cowboys have had pockets of times that they've been good.
Sure.
But I mean, they haven't been to a championship game since 95. Like, the Eagles and the Giants have both like been in those spots way more often than Dallas. I think that's the preeminent NFC East rivalry, Giants and Eagles.
And I think both teams have gone to 3 Super Bowls, and both teams have won 2 since the Cowboys last made it to the NFC.
Well, Nick,
and the Giants won 2 Super Bowls before that, and the Eagles won none.
My guess, Nick, my guess, Nick, would be that the team in the NFC that makes you the maddest is probably the Giants.
I think the thing in my life that makes me the maddest, I would say it's like my wife, Giants, like in-laws, my mother, and Yankee in that order.
All right, Nick. So Sunday, Eagles are, is the line still 3.5? Eagles are, I think, 3.5-point favorites.
Oh, we're 3.
What's that?
We're at 3.
Oh, 3. Okay. What do you think? You know, I feel crazy asking you every week because Eagles are 7-3 against the spread this year. You've ridden the Eagles every week. What do you think about this week?
Can I give an opinion on the Eagles before I say what I like the Eagles. In the
okay.
Game.
All right. There you go.
I'd like to lay 3 with Philadelphia. I will say, though, I think for the first time this season, and I think the Eagles are the best team. So I think they're the best team in the NFC. I think they're going back to the Super Bowl. For the first time, my confidence is starting to get a little shaken in that opinion on the Eagles, just because I've never seen, and like I know that I'm not in the locker room, I've never seen a whinier bunch of players that win every game than this one. Like, won the Super Bowl literally this calendar year. All the quarterback does is win, and yet people can't stop bitching and moaning about how he doesn't throw the ball. Who cares? Like, you win every... Isn't the point of this to win? Like, isn't that... What am I missing here? Like, this strikes me as, like, spoiled, entitled, like, individualistic, selfish babies here.
Let me ask you something.
Just go out there and win the damn football game.
Preach!
Like, enough with...
Let me ask you something, Nick. Because you care... You know, we have had several off-air conversations. I believe you care deeply about your show. I believe you care deeply about excellence. Let's say you had a co-host, and let's say your show continued to succeed... But your co-host was not doing the things that you felt made the show as good as it could be. Even if you got tons of downloads, tons of streams, if you're on the rate of great ratings, but you knew deep down that the show was not as good as it could be because of your co-host. Would you be frustrated with that co-host, or would you just care that you had good ratings?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. Maybe I would address it. I would do it off the air. And not through the media.
I agree with that. Players. Yes, I agree with that.
It's honestly like, they should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree.
Like, I think it's absolutely awful, all of this here. And like, Jalen Hurts doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes. He won Super Bowl MVP. And this idea that like he sucks or like everything sucks there when they're 8-2 and they're the reigning Super Bowl champions, like they got to get, this team's got to get a grip. Right now, because they've got everything
seriously,
in front
man.
Of them. The defense is unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, I think I've said this on your airwaves before. This idea that like the rift between AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, like who cares? Like I dislike several people I work with. And I guarantee you that
you
the
name
people
names?
I dislike, all of them, like, I think they're all kind of dumb. And I guarantee you that all these people probably dislike me more than I dislike them because they have to deal with me. But guess what? We show up and the show does well and you win. And that's what matters. Like, I've got enough friends in my life. I don't need more friends. Like, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown don't have to be friends. Go out there and win the damn football game. Stop whining.
Do you have another? I know you like the Eagles. You got another pick this weekend.
I like all my coworkers. That was for just a
bit. Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit. Yeah. You got another game you like this weekend?
Yeah, I love the over in the Giants-Lions game. And I think that this game like might as well be in like the Roman Colosseum, like BC. This is like the Giants will look across the field and like not see Aiden Hutchinson and Jared Goff. It's going to be like Scar and Mufasa, like actual Lions. I think they're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart's not playing in the game. Jameis Winston will play, and Jameis Winston is a great quarterback if you would like to bet the over, because he could throw for 300 yards, four touchdowns, four interceptions, or all of the above in the same game.
Yeah,
we know.
I was eyeing that. Was it 10 and a half? I was eyeing that Lions 10 and a half.
Yeah. No, it's 12 and a half.
Oh, 12 and a half now.
Yeah. And, like, just, like, no big difference between those numbers. The game's not going to land 11 or 12, so, like, you can still make that bet yeah. if you want to. But, like, I'm being serious. When the Lions, when this game starts on Sunday and the Lions look across the field and they see the Giants defense, you know, as opposed to Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis looking like Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon knocking down, but Jalen Phillips and Nolan and that Eagles defense, they're going to be like Andy Dufresne breaking out of Shawshank. This is going to be like arms in the air, like, hell yeah, we're about to kick ass for 3 hours.
Well,
I like the over in that game.
Just one question on that, on the bet. That game is at the Giants, right? Right. When you look at overs, do you... Like, would weather throw a wrench in that? I don't know what the weather's supposed to be. It's at Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
I can give you just like a general, like a high level short answer to the question.
Yep.
The only thing that really impacts like totals is wind. So like when there's snow on the ground, like we like to bet what's called snowvers, right? Snow overs, because the offensive players know where they're going before the snap. The defensive players don't.
Okay.
So snow is actually an advantage for the offense. If you get 25, 30 mile per hour winds, that's what could screw up passing games. That's what leads to games going like way under the total potentially is wind, not rain or snow. Unless it's biblical.
All right. Nick Costos, the biggest Giants fan, Eagles fan I ever met in my whole life. There he is. We appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
People are trying to make that a thing. Like, Nick, do you really like the Eagles? It's like, no. I do like money. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There he is. The great Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your sports betting and talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Elliot joins us next, right?
Ooh, hell yeah.
Happy to hear from Elliot coming up next. Elliot's not in Dallas yet. He's still here, right?
They practiced today, so no.
All right, okay. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.